me ending a burning fight. Now it's Howard Stern in the brothel life. Too much crap drive the world insane. Everybody singing the jailhouse blues. Don't believe a word of the evening news. Truth stood for years down the drain. Trailer parks for the building coal. Cul-de-sacs in the country road. I hit bars with bad karaoke sounds. Uncle Sam keeps his money spent. Pay your tithe, you can't pay your rent. Foreign cars selling big in America town. What happened? Does anybody know? What happened? Where did America go? Everything Walmart all the time. No more mom and pop, five and dime. What happened? Where did America go? Where did America go? Did we get too high? Did we sleep too long? Why did we raise the price of gasoline? I remember the morning the towers fell. I fell back asleep and dreamed of hell. I guess I thought it all was part of my dream. What happened? Anybody know what happened? Where did America go? Everything Walmart all the time. No more mama, pop, five and dime. What happened? Where did America go? Where did America go?
Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy, joining you live right here on WWRV 3.185 Clear Channel around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South right here in Central Tennessee. We're live tonight. Got a great program. America in Trouble is the title of our message tonight. We're going to give you some facts and statistics that will prove that we're in trouble. We're up to our ears, ladies and gentlemen, in trouble. And unless this nation repents, unless this nation turns its face up toward our Creator, Yahweh, then we have no chance of recovering this nation as great as it's been. And I know it's going to sound like that we are bad-mouthing our country when we predict. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not the only one predicting it. The figures don't lie. Liars figure, but figures don't lie. You just wonder if there's any intelligent life in Washington, D.C. and the machine that they've got to deceive the people. They own all, they control. We're talking about a group of people that has taken over America since 1913. In 1933, we went off the gold standard and just weights and measures biblically. So that was the last straw. And from there, the international bankers have got our nation in such a dire strait that we are on the verge. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been in. She said, well, America's almost bankrupt. America's been bankrupt when she left being a Republican, form of government of people, and was put in receivership, if you know what I mean. She was actually put in receivership by the very people that I'm going to talk about tonight. Now, the U.S. economy is now imploding. And I don't know what you think about it tonight, but if you're working, you're very fortunate. But let it be known, after you get through listening to some of the facts that I'm going to give you, you're going to understand why that this Obama-led government of neoconservatives and Israeli agents have now taken over for what I believe to be the final death knell, the final nail in the coffin, so to speak. The January payroll job figures. You said we can't blame Obama. Well, we know that. But the problem is, Obama's not going to fix this. And you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, you got to give him the benefit of the doubt. No man can fix what over 60 years of the policies, failed policies, by the way. Did you know that we are now paying $4 billion a month? That's $1 billion a week. To support the war in just Iraq, and that the expenditures in Afghanistan under the leadership of Obama, we're going to increase the troops there 30,000 fold plus. We're going to widen the horizon of the war. And why are we going into a rugged, remote region of the world? And we say that we're going over there to stop Al-Qaeda and Obama hidden over in the hills in with his jockey camels and engineering a superb war, by the way, to keep a U.S. Army pinned down and unable to achieve anything except death and destruction and a bad reputation as we go. January payroll figures reveal that last month 20,000 Americans every day were losing their jobs. Now that's 20,000 people a day joining the ranks of the unemployed. Now, I don't know whether you realize this or not, but we've got a controversy going on in Washington, D.C. as the House and Senate is debating. It's already passed in the House and a tentative agreement has already been reached by those in the Senate, and they've actually hammered out a $850+ billion. You're just seeing what the figures that they give you, that the media releases, these are just hidden figures that they airbrush up to the point, and all of the pork and the things that are in the bills. And where's this going to? Well, let's go back and look at what happened to the $800+ billion that Mr. Bush engineered through the Congress and Senate. What happened to that? That's already been approved and earmarked and is now going out the door. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, it's going to take a bulldozer to push out the money. Do you realize how much $1 trillion is? Can you comprehend the depth and the scope and the volume of this huge amount that has been handed over to some people that got us in this mess to start with? I mean, we're bailing out Wall Street, who took the saving, the life savings of all the baby boomers, and now we're turning around, and this is engineered, by the way, by the international bankers. All this money is going back to the international bankers, whether you realize it or not, plus the incurred debt interest that's added. They don't tell you about how much interest we're going to have to pay, and it runs into billions of dollars a day just on the interest of our loans. And so America has been, well, we've been hoodwinked. We're asleep at the wheel. Somebody's asleep at the wheel. And the engineering international bankers, better known to us as the Federal Reserve, and you say, well, that's part of the government, Pastor Buddy. December job losses were revised up by 53,000 jobs from 524,000, jumped up to 577,000 before December job losses. The revision brings the two-month job loss to 1,175,000, and if this keeps up, Obama's promised 3 million new jobs will literally be wiped out by the unemployed that's already lost their jobs. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the unemployment rate that is being reported in the U.S. media is a mere fabrication, according to the Williams Report. Now, this is the actual facts. What the government has done, they have airbrushed out the facts and put in a number so that it will cushion the depressive state of our economy, which is in worse, actually is in worse shape now than it's been. We're in depression levels. The only thing is that we just haven't had time for this to filter down to the point where people are literally now standing in line for food handouts. People in America. And yet, we find enough money to police the world and be the armed wing of the international bankers and the Israeli lobby force of the international Jewish concerns. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what are we going to do about this? Well, the GDP, the gross national product that we're producing as we are now in this quagmire, we have a trade deficit of $1.5 trillion in the past decade. Well, you say, well, that's not too bad, just $1.5 trillion. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's see what it's going to amount to. Did you know that American jobs, this $1.5 trillion, is a lot of jobs lost, and it's reflective of what you're seeing now. It's going to get worse. We're fixing to throw another $800-plus billion of the Federal Reserve notes after the bad money of the Bush administration that just got bailed out by the plea of these leaders that are telling us that it's needed to shore up the banks. Well, we're going to eventually have nationalization of the banking system. That's what's been planned for America. For America to bankrupt itself and for America to get in dire straits, and for America to lose her honor. You know, the wings of the eagle almost look plucked tonight. The flags that we've been flying under the 8 years of the Bush administration to justify the war against these camel jockeys since 2001, ladies and gentlemen, something's wrong, it's horribly wrong here. With the job decline and the values of the principal assets, meaning our homes, and with the destructions of half of our pension assets, one half, somebody ripped us off. You say, well, that was lost on Wall Street. Wall Street didn't lose anything. That money was filtered through the doors, which Wall Street is just a front for the international bankers. Can't you get the drift here? You see what's happening to America, and no wonder that we're in trouble. Now, we just got through bailing out the big three. Ford declined the bait because they say it's got to have to be paid back. Ladies and gentlemen, and all of the time, the big three automakers of America are piecemealing. Just go to the folks in Michigan that work there and that have had jobs there that no longer have jobs, that have been laid off due to the slow sales of the cars, that they continue to manufacture gas guzzlers, knowing, ladies and gentlemen, that the economy was bad and gasoline was going to be high. And under the Bush administration, we paid our hard-earned savings. It went flying out. We turned to plastic. We used our credit cards to live from month to month. And then the banks that issued and approved this plastic got in trouble through these loans. Actually, it was credit lend, so that they could reap the usury law of interest. And Americans should not have to pay interest to any firm that is allowed to operate within the borders of the United States when they have made fortunes. Now, let me show you something here. When we bailed out General Motors and Chrysler and Citibank, and as we did so, these firms, listen to me well, and you'll get the drift here, and I'll show you what's happening to our infrastructure and the $1.5 trillion of deficits, trade deficit. That means that those jobs, that $1.5 trillion of manufacturing ability, we no longer have, and the foreign countries that are getting the jobs, for instance, I'll give you an example. Our automobile, our steel industry has been a victim of this going back to the mid-60s, where they basically tore down our steel mills and moved them to Japan and finally to China. Now, all the goods and services veil Walmart, the largest U.S. corporation in the world, not only America. Walmart is now the largest corporation on the planet. And guess where 90% of the goods that they provide services for, in other words, they set them on the shelves as a service to use, that you could go down there and buy, and Americans fall for this. They pass up American mom and pop 5 and 10 and hardware stores, they put them out of business in favor of racing. Now, this is including the workers at General Motors, which the employees are making anywhere from 30 to 40 bucks an hour, and perhaps more with benefits and incentives tied in. Not that there's anything wrong with an American worker making that much money. He probably deserved it. But overseas, this infrastructure that's being torn down by piecemeal and moved to foreign countries are getting the job done for one-third less of the cost of what it costs to manufacture. And in return, they send it to America and fill our stores with cheap products. And we say, well, we're getting a good deal. You see, American ingenuity have taught Chinese manufacturers well. And they have made products that look like they're made in America, and you wouldn't know the difference until you turn over the bottom of the item that you've purchased or look at the tags where they come from, and you'll see that 90% of this is coming from mainland China, Bangladesh, or India, foreign countries. So the infrastructure is being torn down, and although they're throwing the money to General Motors, General Motors is behind corporation doors planning the infrastructure decline. They're moving their products. They're outsourcing the needs of the plants. The plants may stay around a while, but the outsourcing, more and more of the outsourcing is going to overseas workers, and Americans are sitting idle and unemployed and wondering what's wrong. Well, if you go to the nations, let's go to an average week day in America, corporation Walmart. Billions and billions and billions of items
are leaving the shelves. Unprecedented. Walmart stock is up. McDonald's, another one of those Jewish-operated companies, their stock is up because they can produce a double cheeseburger for a buck. And people are forced to eat this this McDonald's that has at least 30 or 40 component meats into their patties. Now, did you hear me well? We're talking about a very small percentage of American beef going into the grocery store at Walmart. We're talking, most of it comes from foreign countries, by the way. We're talking about the average McDonald's burger that you stop and get a wheel of a deal on. The meats that are supplied to McDonald's, only a small fraction is made in America or grown in America. And yet we flock, we flood, we demand, we up their profits since it's cheap hamburgers or cheap automobiles. Toyota is a foreign manufacturer. It is now the world's largest manufacturer. General Motors has been displaced as the world's largest automobile manufacturer. And right now, they are in depressive mode. Practically everything at General Motors is shut down. There's no sales. Look at the retail. Look at the retail operations in America and look at the share, the lion's share of the retail that comes out of the system that I just explained to you, Walmart. And it ought to be against the law for any large retail, especially like Walmart. They are to be banned from importing so many items to sell on their shelves at a cheap rate where they can entice the American people to flood each and every day and make it the largest, world's largest corporation. But it's not only in America. This is working everywhere. In Great Britain, throughout all of Europe, Walmart is now the largest promoter of our enemy, the communist Red China that used to be a threat to us is no longer a threat because its people can manufacture goods so cheap to the lustful eye of the people of the world that they flood in and buy the product wherever they're offered. And Walmart is the largest supplier of Chinese goods in the world. No wonder that they buy and they send their sales agents in to. Now, this is already pre-planned. Walmart tells China what they need. China fills the orders. And when something new or something innovative comes along, it is the resources of China that is utilized to upgrade the products at Walmart, not American ingenuity. And so you can see what our problem is. Now, adding to this disaster, Obama has been deceived by his military and his neoconservative advisors into expanding the war into Afghanistan and into this mountainous region where we're going to have 60,000 U.S. forces in there to keep the peace. That is not affecting America one iota. And the real reason that we're there, folks, the real reason that we're in Iraq is simply OIL. Oil. We are there to take a spoil to get the oil. We're there to make sure that the pipelines are open to the Western market at astronomical prices, controlled simply and exclusively by the international bankers of the world. That's the problem here. Now, you say, well, what's so important about Afghanistan? Because Afghanistan don't have any oil. Oh, yes, but it's the territory that they have the pipeline access to remove oil out of, number one, out of Iraq, out of Iran, out of Russia, and the rich oil region of the Middle East, where we get about 60% of our oil supplies to the rest of the world. And the oil-starved countries, for instance, like China, they have a stake in this. So America, to control the flow, or to be in charge, that's why we're strategically placed our forces in Iraq, soon to be Iran, I predict, and we're already in Afghanistan, where a huge pipeline will be built to move the oil, what's not being moved now, through Haifa, Israel, because there's a pipeline going to Haifa, Israel, even as we speak, pumping oil 24/7 right out of the nation of Iraq. And the Iraqi government is in agreements with the international bankers to let this robbery against the people. And so the very people that they are representing are being taken by their representatives, just like we are in America, where we are in a quagmire and a deepening debt load upon our ancestors. I'm talking about on our futures, our children. This debt load is going to be from our ancestors. We inherited this from our fathers 60 years ago, and now it is a problem for present, and it'll be an enormous problem unless we change the form of government in America. Unless we remove the Federal Reserve, which is our only option, is for the people to start making their voice known. And we don't advocate violence, violent overthrow. But ladies and gentlemen, when a hungry people is desperate, they will turn to violent means. Did you know that we have the largest population of criminals in the world? That we cannot build prisons fast enough, that the Western society, particularly America, that is the largest export of smut and pornography and illicit items of lustful desire, this is shipped around the world right out of Hollywood, approved by and courted by the government of America. The president courts Hollywood. Hollywood can make your image in the media. They are good at what they do. And they have the people of America eating out of their hand. Did you know that in Washington, these morons that have given no thought as to how they're going to finance a fiscal year of a 209 budget deficit of some $2 to $3 trillion? Did you know that the interest alone on that is in the billions per day? Yet they don't tell you that. They don't tell you that somebody's going to demand somebody. You see, when the reason why that Congress and the Senate are so useful to the international bankers is that they must, before they can print money, they have to have the congressional approval to do so. That's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why it's so important, and that's why that they politically make it look like that it's urgent. We got to get this money passed. We got to get this bill passed so that we can get more money. Well, there's nothing good to stand for it. There's no silver behind it. There's no gold behind it. There's no domestic gross domestic product, the GDP. There's nothing behind it. There's nothing behind it but created out of the thin air of money, and that brings inflation. No wonder they reduced the interest rate that the Federal Reserve did. They stopped charging interest now to banks. Well, banks haven't stopped charging it, so they must be making a mint right here, because it is the government bailout money that has been put back into these bad banks so that they can get their share of the wealth that they're drawing out of the taxpayers' pocket. Somebody's going to have to pay this back, ladies and gentlemen, or we're going to have to change the system. Now let's talk about money default. Is there a possibility that the United States of America could get in such economic and depressive state that they would have to abandon the Federal Reserve note? When countries abroad will no longer lend money for goods and services, in other words, accept payment in dollars. That's the whole deal here. Mr. Lindsay said that the deal with the OPEC, the Arab nations, was that they must purchase their oil controlled by the international bankers on the oil market, that they had to purchase their they had to receive payment for the purchases of their oil in U.S. dollars. Well, more and more countries are abandoning that agreement. Venezuela. And, of course, Mr. Chavez is now a communist liberal. He's just waiting for America to become a communist. Mr. Khrushchev said it very good in the session with the United Nations when he said, "We will take over America. We will walk down the streets of Washington, D.C. was hinting toward the inauguration of a new system coming in. Well, enter in the Messiah. Barack Obama. His popularity is through the roof. Congress and Senate, their popularity is nil to none. But the president has got a elected mandate to demand that Congress approve a $2 to $3 trillion deficit in 2009 alone, and that's adding to the deficit that we already have, that we're staggering amounts of large sums of money. If you stack $100 bills from here to the moon, we're talking about trillions of dollars here. It's enormous. And this nation, without having a gross domestic product for services rendered, which we have no infrastructure left in America, except in, now we've got, it's literally, this is the truth. The United States government really only has two possibilities for financing its budget deficit. One is a second collapse in the stock market, which would drive the surviving investors with what they have left into safe U.S. Treasury bonds. The other is for the Federal Reserve to monetize the Treasury debt. Well, guess what's going to happen in 2009, ladies and gentlemen? The scenario of monetizing the debt means that when no one is willing or able to purchase the Treasury bonds, the Federal Reserve buys them up by creating bank deposits for the Treasury's account. In other words, the feds print money with which to buy the Treasury bond, and once this happens, the U.S. dollar will cease to be the reserve currency. In addition, China, Japan, Saudi Arabia, and world trading partner countries that hold enormous quantities of U.S. Treasury debt, in addition to other U.S. dollar assets, will sell out, hoping to get out before the great crash. And that's what's happening. The U.S. dollar will become worthless. The currency of a once a proud nation has, in effect, become the currency of a banana republic. My, my, ladies and gentlemen, the U.S. will not be able to pay for its import. This is a serious problem for a country dependent upon imports for its energy, manufactured goods, and advanced technology products. We've got people that is college educated that are now serving drinks in bars to the eat and drinking population of America because, you see, when we're in depressive time, you know what we do? We eat more. We're nervous. We drink more. And we want to be entertained more. So we turn out in record numbers to the ball games, to the bars, where they're serving liquor. And the prophecy of the Bible, they shall eat, drink, and be merry. Here we are when famine and pestilence is reaching out to the world. And through the world, we, our nation, you see us on television. You see at the Grammy Awards, the music industry, eat, drink, and be merry. They make melodies. They rap for you. They give you a beat. Don't worry, be happy. But the song that we came on with tonight, here with the great singer, Merle Haggard, where has America gone? Ladies and gentlemen, this was a prophetic song that Merle brought in on his last CD that he cut. And one of my favorite on the CD is America. What's wrong? Where did America go? Well, she's gone to the gutter, eating, drinking, and being merry. She has turned this nation into a debtor nation. And the Bible prophesied that we would be a lending nation as long as we kept Yahweh's laws. Well, man, after 7 years of conflict in Afghanistan and 9 years of conflict in Iraq, costing us billions of dollars a day, with our infrastructure being torn down piecemeal and moved to foreign countries. And when we have nothing to do but print more money because we don't have goods and services to sell overseas. We no longer are the exporter, leading exporter nation in the world. That goes to China. And we become the largest exporter of Chinese goods and services that we have moved these companies right under our nose. And ladies and gentlemen, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. Keep on doing it. Your big three automakers, what already don't have operating plants in Mexico and China and in foreign countries, they are outsourcing these items that we used to make here. We no longer have an industry of production to help our gross domestic product to lead America, to make America the leading exporter in the world. We're no longer that. Prophecy sign. The Bible confirms it. Luke chapter 21. The sea and the waves raging, storms, floods, winds, causing men's heart to fail, pestilence, wars, crops destroyed. Already our sagging economy, Hurricane Dolly that recently slammed into Texas, may have been only a Category 2 storm, but it unloaded huge amounts of rain that wiped out most of the crops in South Texas, eager to salvage what they could from waterlogged homes struck by Hurricane Dolly, had another problem. the floodwaters were slogging through. They are laced with stinging fire ants, snakes, and even deadly tarantulas. And the cleanup was substantial. It's still working on it, still doing it. And President Bush declared 15 counties in South Texas a disaster, and estimates of the loss went above $1 billion. Well, just right above us, 150 miles from where I sit right now, in the studios here in East Tennessee, we had a terrible storm, ice storm, that paralyzed the western side of Kentucky from Lexington over to Paducah. About 300 counties were put on the disaster list. Homes are still out of electricity after a month. Highways are still clogged with fallen trees and telephone poles and light wires that have failed to the earth. Something going on here, ladies and gentlemen. 170,000 acres of sorghum fields were lost. 170,000 acres. There's something going on. Who's doing this? Is it because America will not repent? Is it because that America will not turn its face? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I fear that this is a prophetically deeper than just what I have been talking about. Interface to the prophecy of a beast rising in Europe. What about the second chapter of the book of Daniel? The Holy Roman Empire was prophesied to raise its head again after the deadly wound inflicted by the Messiah, and the Bible talked about that deadly wound being healed. Is Europe, after the demise of America, are they set to lead a 10-nation world dominating dictatorship for all of the nations of the world? And to do that, they must bring America to its knees. So we have invited the wolves into the storehouse. And the wolves have been busy since Abraham Lincoln. They killed him. The international bankers killed Abraham Lincoln. They killed John Kennedy for wanting to abolish the Federal Reserve. And they have killed and maimed and controlled our form of government. This is international banker Zionism. Principally Zionism. They have been in control for the last 60 years, and they have an iron grip, and they have surrounded Washington, D.C. with an iron fist of Federal Reserve notes that buys anybody that goes in to want to represent the people of America. You have to pass through this Federal Reserve fence and withstand the ability to compromise you, because every man's got a price, and that's what they figure. And everyone, you might go there with good intentions, but they will soon change your intentions. You'll either have to become a multi-millionaire, in some places billionaires, because a lot of money is floating around in Washington, D.C. If you don't believe it, you just go and see what they have appropriated, and they're literally hauling Federal Reserve notes out when they're shrink-wrapped in plastic on pallets. Literally hundreds of millions of dollars are being printed right now. the presses are running 24/7 to accumulate or to accommodate the accumulated bills of permission to print this money, and it's going to places you would never imagine. And these people, instead of keeping these Federal Reserve notes, ladies and gentlemen, they are trading them in for silver and gold and things of real value. Well, you can't blame them for that. But we've got some of the world's richest men that have literally become so filthy rich from America and from the innocence of America. America is a nation of sheep. It was. And now, with the wolves in charge of the storehouse, they're inviting more wolves. You see, ladies and gentlemen, wolves can be controlled. And once the sheep have lost their usefulness, which is we're just food chain for the wolves, and that's all we have then. Our sons and daughters are slaughtered in wars to reduce our population and our will. We have been daily conditioned and mind-controlled around the world with the media system, with television, and with the teaching ability of these socialist-trained teachers, and Obama is no exception. Miss Obama, Michelle, these are known, avowed socialists. Read their teachings. Look at who they keep company with. And behind the scenes, this nation is being run by a contingent operation of socialist communism, which has been the goal of the socialist communists for 60 years to finally bring America into the socialist communist fold. And they're getting the job done. Our independence is a thing of the past. We're watching for signs in Ezekiel chapter 38, a great war. It's coming. The ships of Tarnish, America, we're already sending large fleets of ships and planes and men into the Middle East. There has to be a war. It makes good times. Oh yeah, we can get out of these depressive times. All we got to do is agree to have a war. But when people are not working, they join the army or they'll join a government service. They will be subservient to a government service. And therefore, the international bankers who profit from war, death, disease, destruction. You see, ladies and gentlemen, when nations get in trouble economically, they have to borrow money. And guess where it's coming from? You guessed it. The international bankers' delight. And so then, we've got what we call the major signs of America in trouble and the end times and the final days before the anti-Christ system finally succeeds and wins to rule the world. Now, when I say anti-Christ, I'm talking about anti-Messiah. There is a group of people that literally hate your Savior if you belong to what we call the Christian faith. There is a diabolical plot to destroy the faith of a risen Savior. That they can produce an atheist society. And most churches are favoring it with the liberal agenda of the New World Order, adopted by the 501(c) planks of the direction of the United States government to bring the church religious worshiping people to literally to their knees, not to serve the risen Creator, but to serve the God of Mammon, to serve the God of riches, to serve the God of power, to serve the God of miscegenation. Ladies and gentlemen, we come to a time of trouble such as was prophesied in the Bible such as never was and never will be since the recorded history of time. We're entering those days. Now, how do you survive? What is the answer, Pastor Buddy? How do we overcome the things that is in the world? How do we reach for a higher power that could give us a hope in the Messiah and His will for us to exceed in the times of trouble? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's very evident that the Bible prophecy end time events are fulfilling at such a rate today. Every day I watch for signs, I look for signs, and I see so many that are now bringing America to its knees. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that Yahweh says that His presence will go before us to drive out our enemies. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if they will do that, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Exodus 33, verse 14. It is Yahweh that will go before you. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. Deuteronomy 31 and 8. The eternal Yahweh, He is our refuge. We are now leaning more and more, and when people get in trouble, they'll look up. Hopefully, and this is what it's for, is to cause the people of Israel, the lost sheep of the house of Israel that are mainstay and has built this wonderful, powerful country that is seeing it took over by the strangers. They're coming into our country in enormous numbers. They are drawing as parasites from the wealth of this nation. It is incredible how wealthy and powerful this nation in economics has become, only to see its lifeblood drained. Yahweh will become a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Psalms 9 and 9 in verse 10. I'll set Yahweh always before me. He is my right hand. I will not be moved. Psalm 16 and 8. Ladies and gentlemen, there is something for you to do. Turn your face back to your Creator. Call upon Him in a day of trouble. And of enough people that is called by His name shall humble himself, pray, and seek their face, and turn from their wicked ways, then Yahweh will deliver us one more time in the midst of this raging trouble, this inferno that's burning now to cause fear and anguish and pain as Babylon is imploding within. Well, you got my message for tonight here on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel around the world on the Transmitting Jewel of the South. This has been Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call. I've been a delight to be with you. I'd like to give you my mailing address. I need your help to continue on as we're going to move on the first of the month. Actually, we'll begin on the second, our next message here on WRB after the first of the month. We're leaving WWCR. We're going to exclusively move to WWRB. And we're going to offer you the services of simulcasting. If you don't have a shortwave where you're at, then you can actually download us on your computers. And we have a lot of micro recordings that are going out all over this nation on little micro stations all over the United States. This message is going out through those who want to see the truth restored and the facts revealed. And that's what the Shepherd's Calling, Pastor Buddy. We're coming to WWRB 3.185 exclusive. You'll hear Pastor Buddy on every Monday night in this time slot from 9 to 10. You'll hear Pastor Buddy beginning on the second day of March. I will begin another hour of transmission right here live on WWRB 3.185 on Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It'll be 9 Central, prime time, ladies and gentlemen. Even more so in the summertime when it don't get dark, and shortwave is more effective after dark. And in the summertime, this is prime time. We're looking for and hoping for another hour that Dave has graciously tried to get for me. If he can work out the time slot, we're going to move into the third hour. So we'll be 3 hours a week to inform you of a lot of messages that Yahweh's put up on my heartbeat. And you are my heartbeat. You are the reason I'm here. You're the reason that I labor. You're the reason that I study and pray and fast. With over 55 years of knowledge accumulated in the Bible, I've turned every page, literally, forward and backward in the Scriptures on your behalf, not mine. When I was satisfied to save my soul, I became a victim of Yahweh's imprisonment. I became a prisoner for Him. I renounced riches and the pursuit of them. I took a vow of poverty so that I could preach the gospel as long as people would listen and hold up my hands and support me. And I need your help. If you'd like to write me, Pastor Buddy, you just simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now that's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell. I'll spell it for you. NEWTAZEWELL, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 10-37824. Now that's 37824. If you'd like to call me, I'm live here tonight on the ninth day of February, and this is a Monday. I'm 209. You can call me at area code 423-626-2172. I'll be seeing you next Sunday night live on WWCR. We're working down, ladies and gentlemen. Our last message will actually be on March the 1st on WWCR. That'll be my last message. I will move on the 2nd to our Wednesday night time slot on WWRB. That'll be on March the 2nd. I will be moving in permanently to exclusively broadcast around the world on Clear Channel 3.185 on the transmitting Jewel of the South, The Shepherd's Call. And Pastor Buddy, I invite you to tune in and to join us. If you have comments, positive or negative, we're not afraid to be criticized. And if you have some criticism, we will be glad to take them under consideration. Although we're going to preach the gospel that hardly helps the devil and puts a kink in his back, that he can't go through the door, but rather under it, and won't even have to open it and go under the crack of the door. That's how much we want to kink the devil's back. That's how much we want to wage war against the Luciferian forces of the New World Order that is online today and alive and well, especially in America. Ladies and gentlemen, I remember the times of George Washington's vision. I'll share it with you later on. But tonight, I want you to remember there's trouble coming for America. We're already in it. You're just seeing the fringe elements of trouble. It's going to get worse. Oh yeah, they're going to put money in the pockets of most people, especially the rich. This money's not going to filter down to the poor. You haven't got any savings out of George Bush's $1 trillion bailout. You won't get anything from Mr. Obama, except if you're a stranger. and accept that you have something to give to the New World Order system. If you are an average, hard-working, tax-paying man, you will just receive more burdens as they inflicted them upon us in the days of our Egyptian bondage. It's no secret. We've been in bondage, and we still are. But we're going to come out. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got to go. The old clock on the wall has caught up with me. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you Sunday night on WWCR. Then again, next Monday night here on WWRB, I'll see you with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. Many blessings to you down the line as I close it out with the rest of Merrill.
Pastor Joseph Keith Warren. I'm coming to you live from Port St. Lucie, Florida. And just had a report on a while ago. And sitting here having a hot cup of tea and talking to you tonight. And many things are happening today. Many things are happening in the world. Many things are happening on TV. Everybody's talking about this recession, and people are saying, if we don't do it,